just can't carry on.
Can't carry on.
You feel there's no one there for you to lean on.
To lean on.
Gentlemen, I do apologize for being late this evening. I had my alarm set to get me on the air, and I don't know, I guess I didn't hear it. So welcome to Republic Broadcasting Network. This is your host, Ed Waller. We have the U.S. of A. VUS radio program every Saturday night from 8 to 10 Eastern, 7 to 9 Central. I hope you've tuned in and expected something interesting this evening. What I was thinking about earlier, and I know we're going to go to a break here shortly, so we don't have a whole lot of time, but I'll get started on this thought. What I've been thinking about is cause and effect. And during this political season, when everyone's running for office, and of course everyone nowadays is complaining about how nasty the election is, there's a lot of discussions about effect. What is the effect of... Well, the effects we talk about are runaway budget deficits, government that doesn't work anymore. You know, everyone's got their pet peeve on what has happened to our country. What's interesting is that the politicians who are running for office never talk about the cause. Everyone... Even the conservatives are wanting to preserve Social Security, even though anyone who will even give it a modicum of attention will know that actuarially Social Security is bankrupt. So we'll be back after this break. Short first segment is a little short because of my tardiness. Please join me in a few minutes. This is RPN.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Thinking about the times you drove in my car. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're going to tear into this like we knew what we were doing. Cause and effect. What I started to say before the break was all the politicians are running because they want to fix Washington. Washington isn't working. Washington is broke. Everyone is running their rhetoric. But are they saying what's broke? Well, too much spending. Well, why is there too much spending? What is the spending being spent on? They won't tell you that it's entitlement. They won't tell you that it's things the government should not be involved in anyway. For instance, my wife has a 23-year-old Mercedes, a 300 SDL. It has a turbo in it. It's a turbo diesel. For about the last 4 years, she's having a manifold leak. Okay, in a 24-year-old car, it isn't unreasonable to think that the exhaust manifold might leak. So I went and got the exhaust manifold gasket. It was all of $5, not a big deal. But then I turned around and spent around 11 hours taking off the turbo, the exhaust manifold, only to find out that the stud was stripped in the head from the last time Mercedes had been in there on a recall. So the effect that I was trying to fix was an exhaust manifold leak. They made it sound like an old chippy going down the road, and it was kind of embarrassing. The cause was somebody's incompetence the last time they did the job. Now, sooner or later, in a free republic where the people are supposed to be sovereign, we have to start talking about some causes. Okay, government... The difference between a liberal and a Republican, well, if you can find any, is kind of hard to figure out. But one of them says, well, they're for the liberals are for kind, considerate government that's going to take care of the people, provide the safety net, all that, blah, 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 blah. What's a Republican for? Well, he's a conservative. He's for limited government. But no one's really talking about getting rid of the Department of Education, Social Security, welfare, Medicaid, Medicare, and all the other federal programs that can't be administered in the states anyway.
How many of you heard the news yesterday where Eric Holder came out and said that if California legalizes marijuana a couple weeks from now in the big election, there is a referendum, one of those people's ballots kind of thing, in California to possibly legalize marijuana. Eric Holder comes out and says, we don't care if California legalizes it or not, because we're going to vigorously apply all federal drug laws in California. Now, folks, you know, I listen to things a little differently than a lot of people, I'll admit. But what I heard was, is California isn't sovereign. California has no control over what happens within its borders, kind of the way New Mexico is dealing with. Lewis, are you there?
Yes. Yes.
What was your answer to our discussion today about Eric Holder's pronouncement?
Well, my comeback was, did you see the news announcement early in the week where the state attorney general for the state of Florida had joined a mortgage foreclosure case and demanded discovery of certain documents? And the state judge says, nope, not going to happen. You can't have them. Hello? Why can't the state attorney general have documents that may show fraud by the mortgage company? Don't know. So the state attorney general sues the state judge. And where does he sue him? Not in state court, but in federal court. Now, why is a state attorney general suing a state judge in federal court instead of suing him in state court?
Well, you know, what you said to me at the moment that I didn't even think about when you told me this earlier, why isn't the attorney general appealing the ruling, which would be the normal way of doing this kind of procedure? Why is he running to federal court? And of course, the answer you had was that state of California is a federal instrumentality.
And the state of Florida is a federal instrumentality. Therefore, the state judge is actually, in effect, a federal employee, and therefore the proper place to sue him for malfeasance of office is in federal court.
And, of course, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, that Eric Holder took the state of Arizona into federal court instead of the Supreme Court, as the Constitution demands. 20-some states who have sued Obama over Obamacare have all gone into court to fight this out in a U.S. district court instead of the Supreme Court like the Constitution demands. So, in essence, the effect that people are seeing is that attorneys generals, both at the state level and at the federal level, are admitting by their actions, remember people, a man intends the consequences of his actions, they're admitting by their actions that the state of, that we all pay fealty to nowadays, are not de jure organic states. They are creatures of the federal government.
They are administrative states.
So how can we ever discuss getting our freedoms back? How can we ever discuss righting the ship of state in our republic when we don't even recognize the cause and effect of public officials acting in their quote-unquote official capacity, making actions and taking statements that contradict everything we think we know about what our constitutional republic is about? And no one's paying attention. Is it just me?
No, don't think it's just you. I think there are several of us out there that noticed it. You know, we touched on this a bit with Charlie when Charlie was on a couple of weeks ago. There's a lot of people aware of it. We just not real sure what to do about it yet.
Well, I know I sound like a broken record, but the people can click their heels three times and go home to Kansas any time they want. It's our birthright. It's the foundation of representative government. I did not say democratic. Representative government through our republic that we were granted or provided by the founding fathers. If you can get past the fear, we're all afraid because the United States tends to be a little, well, over the top when it finds critics. We have a little first-hand experience with that, don't we, Lewis?
Don't we, though?
Just a little bit. So, but what's the old saw? And I hate to sound like another broken record, but, you know, when a government is afraid of the people, you have freedom. And when people are afraid of the government, you have, what is it? Tyranny. So, folks, you know, if you're going to sell your soul for a little bit of perceived freedom or a little bit of perceived security and then not having to deal with the evil taskmaster, then you deserve neither, as the saying goes, and you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. Okay? If you're going to accept the benefits, if you're going to play this game of the government nanny state and not understanding what form of government you have and how it's supposed to operate, we're going to have the same thing. Cause and effect, the disease remains the same. Okay, and people aren't really even talking about a cure. They're simply talking about the symptoms. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the disease. The disease, Ron McDonald, I know some of you have listened to the Power Hour. I've really come to respect this man. He's talking about the fact that if the Constitution doesn't grant an office, the office doesn't exist in terms of the law. What does that mean? Well, here in North Carolina, we have a Department of Motor Vehicles. Most Department of Motor Vehicles has the largest budget of anything in the state. The legislature is now afraid of the Department of Motor Vehicles. Guess what? If the Department of Motor Vehicle officer comes to see me, his office was not created by the North Carolina Constitution. He has no legal force and effect on the people. Unless you go and get one of those driver's licenses and accept the privilege. See how that works, folks? It's all part of the administrative state. All these I think it's around 500 agencies at the federal level that all tow guns now. None of their offices are created by the Constitution. The U.S. Supreme Court has said there is no national police force. So here in North Carolina, we had a little 10-year-old girl disappear. I think it made the national news. She had a prosthetic leg. She was a cancer survivor. And now the parents are, you know, definitely prime suspects. They called in the FBI. What is the FBI doing? There's no hint that there was any interstate travel here. Nobody had gone across state lines. Why was the FBI called in? Where's the federal jurisdiction?
There's no Lindbergh evidence.
There's what?
There's no Lindbergh evidence.
There you go.
Lindbergh evidence is what gives the feds jurisdiction in a child case.
Right. There's got to be some evidence somebody has hopped across the state line. And, of course, really, that still doesn't matter. I know Lindbergh set the precedent, but bottom line is that There is no national police force, that the states are perfectly capable of coordinating a multi-state manhunt. They don't need the feds involved. Just for some reason, nobody seems to know that. So what are we going to do about it? Anybody got any ideas? Anybody want to discuss this? Anybody think that we're just totally whacked out and confused?
Well, I got a thought.
Challenge
for you.
Let's have a good talk. All right, we'll take this break. This is RBN, your host, Ed Waller, and guest host, Lewis Hugh.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and complete. completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll-free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we are celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, to Republic Broadcasting Network. This is your host, Ed Waller. If you'd like to call in tonight, you may do so at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Please check out republicbroadcasting.org. And remember, the archives are available for as little as $1.33 a month. But we would ask you to possibly add another $5 or $10 to that subscription. And you can also get a generic RBN business card. They're $10 per 100. This includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's America, Freedom to Fascism. Do like John. Get engaged in a conversation with someone, then hand them one of the RBN cards and say, if you want to know more, go check out the archives. Tune in. Listen in. There's people having discussions about topics you've probably never even thought about, or you have. And there are actually like-minded people out there discussing the problems, and hopefully some of us discussing solutions. So check us out. Lewis, before the break, you started to say something, we got cut off. What was your thought?
Well, let's go back to what you were saying about if it wasn't created by the Constitution, it doesn't exist. We look at Shelby County versus Norton. Actually, it's Norton versus Shelby County, and that's up on my website for somebody that wants to look at it. A de facto office cannot exist without a de jure office underneath it. So if there never was a office created in the de jure, i.e. by the Constitution, there is no office. Now, what the government has done to us is they have deluded us into thinking that these are real offices, but at the same time they put the fact that they're not blatantly in our face. because they have called them Department of or Bureau of. Well, a department or a bureau can never be an office. So we have the Bureau of Federal Investigation. We have the Department of Homeland Security, etc. Isn't that so?
Absolutely. You know, and the problem we have, it's another old saw that no government agency ever goes away. Once it's funded forever. And what we've got, it's like the old spring cleaning in the attic. You know, okay, I'm 50 years old. Lewis, you're a little bit older than that. And look at the crap you accumulate. Look what gathers in your attic, in your basement. Heck, look what gathers under the seats in your car. Well, we have been at this since 1933 in particular, building the administrative state, folks, and now there are literally hundreds of agencies, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of federal employees who believe that they have a role to play in telling you how to live your life. Okay, and unfortunately, the Supreme Court will agree that they have this role because of the fact you've accepted the benefit. Remember, Rule 6 of the Brandeis Rule. Congress, the Supreme Court shall not rule upon the constitutionality of a statute but the instance of one who has availed himself of its benefits. If you accept the benefits, Congress gets to regulate you. Wickard versus Filburn. So, folks, you know, we have done this to ourselves, and like I say, click your heels three times, come on home to Kansas. You can be free anytime you choose to and decide that's really what you want. But we've got to start talking about the disease and quit yakking about the symptoms. We all know the symptoms. Government is way out of its bounds when Eric Holder comes and tells California, we don't care what law you pass. We're going to come into your state and arrest people, prosecute them, throw them into jail for incredibly long periods of time, all because we don't care what laws you pass in your state. We think we have the right. Go call. I mean, I hope people in California are calling the state house in Sacramento and saying, what's the deal? Where did the 10th Amendment go? More importantly, bait them, folks. Say, wait a minute, is this because you're accepting all those federal dollars? Is this because you're a freely associated compact state under the Freely Associated Compact State Act of 1933? Is this because you're really an instrumentality of the federal government? Is this why Eric Holder gets to do this? I don't want that anymore, Mr. Governor. I don't want that anymore, Attorney General. Kick him out of my state. Let's go back to the beginning. What do you think, Lewis?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, folks, it's that easy. Put your foot down. Just say no. They've been telling you that for years on all the commercials about drugs. Just say no. They've got the right idea. Just say no. Not on my watch. Not in my country. Not in my state. Hold your government accountable to the terms of the state constitution. Go figure out what even applies. Which one applies in your state, Lewis?
Which one what?
Which constitution? State constitution. How many do you guys have?
Well, we have the real one, which was recorded in the Congressional Record and accepted by Congress as the Constitution of the newly formed state. And then we have the fraudulent one that they claim is the only valid one.
Well, we've got three of them here in North Carolina.
Yeah, I think you got a break coming up there.
Yeah, we have to go to break. We will be back, folks, on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is Waller on the Republic Broadcasting Network with the U.S. of A, the U.S. radio program brought to you every Saturday night when I get here on time. And my brother and co-host, Lewis Hughes, is also on here with me. We have a caller, Lee from Georgia. Lee, are you there?
Here. Hello.
How are you, Lee? Okay, Lee, before you get started, I'm going to blindside you. Are you familiar with Georgia House Bill 875?
Yes, sir, I am, and I am tickled pink.
What are you doing to support this legislator who's probably being unmercifully ridiculed for this? What have you personally done to help this bill get passed?
I have sent email. I have made phone calls. And I have put together flyers and handed them out in my community, telling everybody about it. I made up my own little flyers and walked around through parking lots through town and put them on. I almost got arrested for it. Putting these little flyers on people's windshields so that they come out and they go, "Oh, what's this?" And they read it and go, "Wow!" And at the bottom it says, "Please call your state representative." And da 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 da.
Wonderful! You're my hero. You get a gold star.
Well, I also have an internet blog radio program I do from time to time, and I talk about all these kind of things.
What part of Georgia are you in?
I live in Wilkes County, sir.
Okay. How close is that to Douglasville?
A couple hours north. You know where Augusta is?
Not exactly.
Augusta, Georgia, Athens, Georgia. I'm directly halfway between the two of them.
Oh, okay.
I'm in northeast Georgia, okay. Right off of I-20, about a half hour north.
Okay.
All right. So, what did you call for, Lee? I hated to do that to you, but with that going on in Georgia, the whole country needs to know about it.
Oh, I tell you, I'm tickled. Well, you know, as you got to talking about this topic tonight, now I tell you, I'm a first-time listener to your show. I've been listening to RBN for some time, but I'm normally not even home this time, so it's, I was pretty stunned when I heard you, you discussing this topic. And the first thing that came to my mind, you know, this judge saying you can't have the evidence. The first thing I thought was, I remember back a few months ago, where I discussed a topic of, and I forget who it is now right off the top of my head, but there's some members in Washington and other agencies and bureaus, whatever you want to call them, who are pushing for this, trying to make this push to some kind of new, I don't know if it's legislation or whatever, that if they deem, I guess this is through the Department of Homeland Security or something, if they deem you a threat or a bad person or whatever, they can haul you into court. And Harry Reid and the rest of these bozos, they're talking about they won't have to produce any evidence against you or anything else. They can just walk in and say, "Judge, he's guilty. We know it. We have the evidence, and you can just take our word for it." And that's the first thing I thought when you were talking about this particular case where the judge said, "No, you can't have those documents." And this goes right to what I've been telling people. You know, if you don't think the police state is coming, you're like really way behind, and it's like the police state's already knocking on your door. You just ain't heard the knock yet. And, you know, I'm always telling my family about these kind of things, and they think I'm a nut job. And the other day my mom and I were talking, and she said, "Well, you're an American, so blah, blah." I said, "No, ma'am, I am not an American." She said, "Well, you were born in this country." I said, "I don't care where I was born until I find out where they moved America, and I can move back there. I don't know what country this is, but it's not the country I was born in. And I don't recognize their authority."
It's here. It's here, and it's available to you.
Well,
you need more people. You need more people to get on board with you and you know, go to your state. Your governor, all 50 governors, should sign executive orders tomorrow, ordering the feds out of the state.
Right.
And at the same time, all the state legislatures should say, "We're not going to accept any more federal money." Because the states lose their rights and their sovereignty and their autonomy the same way we do, by accepting benefits.
Yep.
By applying for Social Security, you become a federal personnel.
You sure do.
Okay. And the states, when they accept federal money, gets to be regulated by Congress. It takes the 17 enumerated limited powers and completely voids them.
Exactly.
Okay? It just sets them aside like they never existed.
Yeah.
Now, are we the only three people in the country who know this? Of course not. Okay, but here in North Carolina, they're supposed to have a $3.4 billion budget next year, and $1.4 billion of it, if my numbers are correct, is coming from the federal government. The state has a balanced budget law on the books, but they can't balance their budgets, so what are they doing? They're letting Uncle Sam balance the books for them.
Right. And you know what I tell people, you know, when I tell people, you know, if you think you have any freedoms anymore, you're fooling yourself. And you really need to get them back and stop being a 14th Amendment citizen. And they say, "Well, how do you do that?" And I say, "Well, you know, and if you don't mind, they're not my websites, but I'd like to throw out a couple websites for people to go look. And there's all the information they need to find out how to go back to being a sovereign again," which is what I've done. And one of them is truthinlaw.net. And the other one, and you're going to love this one, go to republicbroadcasting.org, scroll to the bottom of the page, and there's this beautiful little link under required reading. It's called Study Guide, UCC, and Other Things Related. Go to those two sources right there, and it will tell you everything you need to know of how to regain your sovereignty. It's all right there, people. It's staring right in the face.
But then I got to turn off the TV and not watch my wrestling or my Dancing with the Stars or my American Idol.
Yeah, you see, that's the problem. They can't break away from the garbage to to get to what's really important. They'd rather sit at home and whine and cry and complain than actually get up and do something.
No, no Americans I know are like that. I know that's being a bad person. I shouldn't be so critical.
Well, you know what I tell people when they come up with all these excuses why they can't do these kind of things that many of us here in this country have already begun doing or have done already, when they try to give me the excuse, I can't, that's because you're cowards. You're a coward. You don't have the stones to stand up for yourself. You've become so dependent on the system that you don't know how to think for yourself.
Well, remember, under the Prussian educational model, they specifically took critical thinking away from the people. I mean, it was by design.
Yeah, and when you talk about education, well, we got to have the schools. No, you don't. No, you don't. You can go back to homeschooling. You can create your own little schools in your own counties and get to the real education issue. And people are always like, why are you so against the school system? And I'm like, have you read the Communist Manifesto? There's your government school system in that book right there. They're indoctrinating your children, and they've indoctrinated you back when you were going to school to teach you all these lies and convince you it's real, and you don't know any better.
Well, from a purely theoretical standpoint, okay, because, you know, sometimes we have to go there before we can zoom into the reality. The government has had control of the schools since around the Civil War. And look what has happened to the populace. We don't know what our rights are. We don't know how to be the people that run this country. So why would you allow them to continue to run the school?
Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that if they screwed up the schools this badly in this amount of time, they're obviously running the schools for their own benefit, not for the people.
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't you get rid of the Department of Education? What is the Department of Education there for? What do the feds have to do with education within the state? You know, come on, people, ask yourself the tough question.
Well, yeah, I that's what I tell people. Why do you need the government to educate your children? Aren't you smart enough to be able to teach your own children? I have two children myself. I have a son what is he? He's 30 now, and I have a daughter who just recently turned 17. Both of them have been homeschooled. Neither one of them has ever set foot in a public school. And both of them are homeschooled. They've both been my son went to college, and he almost didn't make it through college because of the liberal ideology that he was surrounded by. He almost got kicked out a number of times. And my daughter is just getting ready to go to college this coming up here in another next year. She's taking a year off. She just graduated. She's taking a year off. Next year she's going to go to college. And she's scared to death. Her brother's like, honey, here's what you're expecting to see. And my daughter's like, Dad, I don't know if I want to go to college or not. I said, honey, you really need to go and get something that's going to help give you an advantage, because if you don't, you're going to get left behind. But just remember everything that you've been taught, and don't give in.
My son took the PSATs this week, and the representative from the testing agency that they sent into the private school that he goes to said he can't take the test because he wouldn't supply a Social Security number.
Really?
He couldn't take a PSAT because, so fortunately, the college counselor that I've already educated on the fact of why none of us have Social Security numbers, why we don't use them, she told the lady, she said, you better not deny him the right to take this test. You do not want to deal with his father. And sure enough, he was allowed to take the test. But, you know, this is trying to live free. You run into it in the job site. You run it into the banks. You run into it everywhere. And people go, what do you mean you don't have a Social Security number? Everyone's got, you got to have one. No,
right.
you don't.
And, you know, and you're exactly right. You know, when you start talking about banks and everything else, and you know, since 1997, when I really got hot and heavy into this, I quit my job, and I went to just working for myself, and people can't seem to understand how I managed to survive when I don't even have a real job, and I managed to keep a roof over my head, food in my belly, and everything else, and I don't even deal in fiat currency. I deal in silver and trade, and they can't figure it out, and I'm like, it's real simple. I got this. You need it. You got this. I need it. Let's work something out. It's not a difficult concept to understand. Just get away from the system. Say no more and walk away. Empty your bank account. Take all of that.
Keep up the good work, Lee. Matter of fact, call in frequently. We want to hear how you're progressing. Stay on top of the state situation in Georgia where they're trying to repeal the driver's license. And for those of you who don't know what we were talking about a little bit ago, if you'll go to www.legis.ga.gov and look up House Bill 875, it's a bill to be entitled an act to amend Title 40 of the official code of Georgia annotated relating to motor vehicles and traffic so as to repeal Chapter 5 relating to driver's licenses. To report the findings of the General Assembly regarding the constitutionality of certain laws relating to driver's licenses, etc., and then the Act goes in to describe why, starting with the Magna Carta in 1215, the people have the right. Everything you need is there, folks. This guy has gone out on the limb, and we need to support him. Even if you're from another state, email him, call him, you know, call up your state legislators, and say, wait a minute, why aren't you doing this for us? Why does this other state guy know the score? So, Lee, I appreciate you. Keep us informed on your fight with that. And thank you for calling in this evening.
You have a wonderful evening, you and your guest both.
You too. Lewis, believe it or not, looks like we have another couple callers online, Lark in Texas and Keith in Indiana. Lark, I think we've talked to Lark before. Have we talked to you before, Lark?
You sure have.
I thought so. I'm starting to get to remember names. I should probably take notes, but I'm not that bright. So how are you this evening, Lark?
Well, I'm fine, Ed. How you doing there, Lewis?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks, Lark.
What part of Washington State are you in, Lewis? East or west?
West, although I'm not home at the moment, so don't go looking for me.
Well, you know,
normally you will find me hanging out somewhere around Everett, Granite Falls, Arlington area.
Well, that's great. The angel in my life, 25-year partner, she hails from Everett.
Well?
And she's actually related to the guy who wrote the book called Sailing Alone Around the World.
Wow.
He's actually the first guy that sailed alone around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you can check it out online with those search terms, sailing alone around the world. But anyway, glad to talk to both of y'all. I wanted to ask if you, you know, I heard this from another RBN listener. I thought it was kind of fun and interesting. I'm going through my second reading now. It's called The Matrix and the U.S. Constitution. Are y'all familiar with that document?
I'm familiar with it. I don't recall the specifics.
Well, yeah. for whatever it's worth, it talks about really what a fraud the Constitution itself was.
I'm familiar with all those issues and Dr. Livingston and all that. Let me give you my real short dissertation on that, Lark.
Sure.
The Constitution, you know, the con, institution, there's been a lot of discussion about whether or not it was lawfully ratified, you know, what the real motives behind the progenitors of the document were. Here's my view on that, okay? If we were still living under it, this would be a whole lot better country. Okay?
I agree with that. I mean, we certainly have a limited government instead of what we have today.
Yeah, the Constitution did limit the federal government pretty well, okay? But, I mean, if you're standing in the checkout line at the grocery store and you want to strike up a conversation, you know, with a fellow concerned citizen, he's probably a lowercase c instead of an uppercase, but we don't split hairs at the moment. And you want to talk about the fact that, you know, states' rights have been usurped because they've accepted the money, that people have co-opted their freedom because they've accepted benefits, and you really want to get to the root of the problems, you can do all that pretty straightforward anytime you want. But let me hold that thought till we get back. Will you do the break, Lark?
Sure.
All right, this is Ed Waller and Lewis on the U.S. of A V.U.S. radio program on RBN. We'll be right back after this break.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business, gas, and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Ed Waller, on the RBM Broadcasting Network, Public Broadcasting Network. I'm here this evening with my good brother and co-host, Lewis Hughes. This is the U.S. of A V.U.S. radio program. We have a caller, Lark, from Texas. And before the break, I was addressing his comment about whether or not the Constitution is a document that maybe we should or shouldn't pay much attention to. And what I was going in to explain, Lark, is that, you know, when you're talking about your fellow citizen, and you know, we have an education that we have to instill into people. We have a duty to share with our fellow Americans, fellow citizens, lowercase c, while we're uppercase C, that we can fix the problem, that we can redefine the role of government into what it was supposed to be. And if you try to tell somebody that, well, we got to get rid of the Constitution because it's a big, you know, fraud, The problem is, the first question they're going to ask is, well, then, what do we use as a basis for our government? And so you're basically saying anarchy has to rule before we can, you know, move forward. And so all those arguments can be made. I don't suggest we focus any attention on it. It's just a distraction from where we really need to be in law under the Constitution with our states. Forget about the federal Constitution. Remember, you're not party to it. Okay? It has no impact on you unless you accept benefits from the Fed, and then Congress can regulate you under Article 4, Section 2. So whether it's the states that have to deal with whether or not the federal Constitution is valid or not. So back with it. Don't pay attention to it. Get on to the important things of dealing with your state, the fact that your state has become a federal instrumentality through legal relations and other actions that you can research and find out about. Does that make sense, Clark?
It does, but, you know, I want to caution you about forming assumptions about what I was saying.
Okay.
You know, I don't subscribe to anarchism. However, I do count myself an anti-ideologue. So may I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
And Lewis, too, if you wish.
Sure.
Is a sovereign a citizen?
No.
Good answer. You concur, Ed?
No, I don't. Lewis and I do disagree on this issue. Okay. Well, basically, as far as I'm concerned, what happened in this country is the people who were sovereign gave up a small portion of their sovereignty to a government which is entrusted through a trust operation to preserve and protect their rights. That the Supreme Court has ruled that on numerous occasions in terms of how the experiment in self-government on the North American continent known as the United States of America through the colonies exists. Now, if you want to talk about a citizen as being the equivalent of a subject in Britain, a lowercase c citizen, I will agree that it's an inferior legal position to be in. But you can't be sovereign, 100% sovereign, which means you are subject to no laws, and still be part of this society that we call the United States of America of the several states.
Well, there's no denying that.
Let me get your thoughts on that when we get back, Clark. And we'll be back after this break, ladies and gentlemen, with the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's true.